Steve Jobs' big rival has been in Las Vegas. Microsoft founder Bill Gates gave a keynote address at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is underway this week. NPR's Laura Seidel is there and reports that not all of technology's visionaries command as much respect as Gates and Jobs.
In his keynote address at the Consumer Electronics Show, Bill Gates gave an homage to the great changes in lifestyle brought about by technology.
The digital decade is happening. And if you look at young people, the new generation, they actually spend more time on their Windows PC than they spend watching TV. Now that's a pretty dramatic change.
Although that isn't stopping anyone from making televisions, flat-screen high-definition TVs dominated some areas of the 1.7 million square feet of exhibition space at CES. And there were plenty of mobile phones that play music and video, as well as high-definition cameras and laptop computers. Most had that predictable, slick gadget look. However, at the corners of the showroom floor, the digital revolution is taking some less expected forms. Hansbury, known for its innovative television designs, showed off a 42-inch TV especially for the kids, says the company's Mike Schroeder.
It looks like a big fire truck. It has a screen in the middle. I mean, it's full encased. It has the wheels. It has the ladder. It has everything on it that a regular fire truck would have that your kids would play with.
And how much does it go for?
It's going to be $15,000.
That might be a little beyond most toy budgets, but for around $200, Interactive Toy Concepts has just the thing. The company is known for its mini remote control helicopters. One of their latest, called the Recon, comes with a camera that sends out streaming live video, which may be more interesting to parents than kids, admits the company's Gene Kosminski.
You can actually take that imagery, you can shoot stills or video, and then upload that to your computer. So if you want to be able to spy on your kids, for example, you can fly that into their room and, you know, watch it, or if you feel like James Bond for a day, you know, this is the perfect product.
And if you're looking for the perfect fashion accessory, look no further than your laptop. On display were a leather-bound PC notebook. One was designed to look like a Lamborghini. A Dutch company called Ego has a $5,000 portable laptop with a faux leopard skin shell. Meredith Randall of the company AMD shows off the Tulip, as it's called.
So it carries more like a handbag than a laptop. And then the skin actually pops off. And so there are different colors and patterns you can exchange. So it can match your outfit as well as your computing needs.
Although Apple Computer CEO Steve Jobs is in San Francisco at the Macworld Expo, the dominance of the iPod portable music player is still felt at CES. There are iPod accessories for almost every occasion. Mike Kilroy of Atlantic Inc. says, why should a little water get in the way of listening to music on your iPod? His company makes a waterproof shell.
This is for pool parties, and I personally, you know, I could see my wife in a bathtub putting this, you know, having a nice bath with the iPod in her bathtub floating on top.
But this is Las Vegas, where Elvis is king.
Oh, yeah. I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
Huawei Robotics has turned its high-level technology to bringing Elvis back, at least from the chest up. The company's Art Janis says he thinks his robot will be a must-have for every Elvis lover.
What we've done here is put 10 motors in Elvis. He comes with a cartridge with 8 songs and over 30 monologues, and he's synced up to those songs. But everything will be exactly like having Elvis in your house. And the hair, everything has been duplicated to make Elvis perfect.
That's not a real leather jacket.
It's leather, part leather, part plastic.
Well, since my baby left me,
on Thursday, Elvis will leave the building when the 2007 Consumer Electronics Show comes to an end. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Las Vegas.
I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Oh, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room.